Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. It's so nice to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. As always, we have the big bands, the great singers, and the golden pop memories. And today, our musical theme is Halloween. And it's become an annual tradition to open that creaky door and dust off the cobwebs of that spooky records section of the music vault. Yeah, lots of records about ghosts and monsters and vampires and other scary things. And of course, we'll have the countdown, and today we're going back to the end of October in 1939. So that's what we have lined up for you today, and if you're ready, let's begin.
Seems like old times, being here with you, being here with you, being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we begin on the countdown, and we'll be using the chart from this weekend's broadcast of Your Hit Parade. And coming in at number 10, Oh You Crazy Moon, here's the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra.
Smiled, I saw that I was through. Oh, you crazy moon, what did you do? When they kissed, they tried to say that it was just in fun. Oh, you crazy moon, look what you've done. Once you promised me, you know that it would never end. You should be ashamed to show your funny face, my friend. There they are, they fell in love. I guess you think you're smart. Oh, you crazy moon, you broke my heart.
You Crazy Moon, the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with Jack Leonard on the vocals. That was at number 10 on your hit parade this weekend in 1939. That was coming down after spending 3 weeks at number 2, just missed out on the top spot. And the songwriters must have been in a romantic mood recently, because that's just one of a few songs with Moon in the title. Among them, Moon Love and Moonlight Serenade. But that was Jack Leonard doing Oh You Crazy Moon, and he was the most popular male singer here in 1939, thanks to a string of hits by T.D. and the band, with another one coming up in just a moment. But first, let's see what's going on in our world of 1939. And by far the biggest story is the war in Europe. And it all started September 1st, when Nazi Germany invaded Poland.
The responsibility lies on the shoulders of one man. By his latest act of naked aggression, Hitler has committed a crime not only against Poland, but against the whole human race. So German bombers swoop over Polish land. Polish cities and harbors are attacked. Even the capital of Warsaw itself is bombed. But Britain is ready to Quote the Prime Minister, the time for words is over. The time for action has come. Poland's ambassador to Britain calls at number 10 Downing Street to report that Warsaw has been bombed. A little later, the German chargé d'affaires comes to deny the bombing, but the denial was unnecessary. Well, later still comes an official confirmation of the raid.
It was September 1st when three German army groups began the invasion of Poland at 4:45 a.m. Massive strikes by the Luftwaffe destroyed vital communications and assembly areas, decimating the Polish Air Force on the ground. Panzer and motorized divisions made deep penetrations into the Polish defenses using tactics soon to be known as the Blitzkrieg. 2 days later, British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain announced a declaration of war.
This morning, the British ambassador in Berlin handed the German government a final note stating that unless we heard from them by 11 o'clock, that they were prepared at once to withdraw their troops from Poland, a state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received, and that consequently this country is at war with Germany.
The German invasion of Poland and the British declaration of war just 2 months ago in our spotlight year 1939, and we'll have the American reaction in just a few minutes. Well, back to the countdown now, and as promised, another from the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, this time featuring Edith Wright. Record number 9, Are You Having Any Fun?
You're getting out of living. What good is what you got if you're not having any fun? Are you having any laughs? Are you getting any loving? The best of gentlemen now and then have a little fun. Why do you work and slave and save? Life is full of gifts and buzz. Squirrels just save and save, and what have they got? Nuts, better have a little fun. You're not gonna live forever. Before you're old and gray and still okay, have your little fun, son. Have your little fun.
Are You Having Any Fun? That's the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with Edith Wright at the microphone. That was actually a flip side hit. The A side of the platter was Good Night, My Beautiful, another Jack Leonard vocal. And that just barely made it onto the charts. But Are You Having Any Fun? Reached number 6 here in 1939, thanks to its inclusion in the Broadway musical George White's Scandals of 1939. And it was introduced on stage by Ella Logan. We have turned the calendar back 86 years to late October 1939 on today's show. Well, we spoke a few moments ago about the Nazi invasion of Poland. Well, just a week before that, the wheels were set in motion. Germany's Hitler and Soviet leader Joseph Stalin made an agreement to divide Europe between themselves. Now, we heard the declaration of war from British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain on September 3rd, also declaring war that day, France, New Zealand, and Australia. And over the next week, they were followed by Nepal, South Africa, and Canada. Now, many countries stayed out of it, declaring neutrality. Norway, Finland, Sweden, Spain, Ireland, and the United States. President Franklin Roosevelt went on radio to explain his actions.
Let no man or woman, thoughtlessly or falsely, talk of America sending its armies to European fields. At this moment, there is being prepared a proclamation of American neutrality. We have certain ideas and certain ideals of national safety, and we must act to preserve that safety today and to preserve the safety of our children in future years. That safety is and will be bound up with the safety of the Western Hemisphere and of the seas adjacent thereto. We seek to keep war from our own firesides by keeping war from coming to the Americas.
President Franklin Roosevelt on September the 3rd, declaring American neutrality in the war in Europe. Well, here in America 1939, the summer belonged to the Glenn Miller Orchestra. The band broke out and soared in popularity. And they're all over the chart this week, including at number 8 with Last Night. First of three songs in the top 10 this week from the Glenn Miller Orchestra. That was Last Night, and it was Ray Eberle with the vocals. It's the band's 16th top 10 record this year, and it would peak at number 5.
Here's an interesting letter from Mr. I. Braun of New York City. He writes, Palm Olive Brushless not only leaves my face smooth and free from irritation, but also seems to help my razor catch and shave off every little whisker on my entire face. Well, thanks, Mr. Braun. And gentlemen, you can expect the same happy shaves if you'll try one tube of Palm Olive Brushless made with olive oil. I'll amend that to include Palm Olive Lather Cream, too, because it's also made with olive oil. But just in case you don't like Palm Olive Shave Cream, send the empty tube to us and we refund your money. Tomorrow, then, buy Palm Olive Shave Cream, lather or brushless. Both are made with olive oil.
That was Alois Havrila, the announcer for the radio show Strange As It Seems, with a message about Palm Olive Shave Cream here in 1939. And yeah, it is 1939. We're right in the midst of the swinging years, so let's pick up the tempo. Here's Artie Shaw, Traffic Jam. For Artie Shaw here in the autumn of 1939, Traffic Jam. With solos by Tony Pastor on tenor sax, George Arras on trombone, and of course the leader on clarinet. Artie Shaw is one of the biggest stars in the world here in 1939, and we're listening to the memories here on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and today we're having fun with Halloween. Gene Krupa's band plays here on Dracula. Thank you.
I am Dracula. I bid you welcome. Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make. This is very old wine. I hope you will like it.
Aren't you drinking?
I never drink. Why?
You, there'll be two holes in your neck. Blow! Blow! My son, the vampire, he will leave you pale. All he does is drink your blood, 'cause he don't like ginger ale. When they see him, people scream and they yell. They scream and yell 'cause they're scared as heck that he'll say, blow! Blow! My son, the vampire, he's a total loss. And if you should meet with him, do not drink or eat with him. Run if he takes out his dental floss. 'Cause my son, the vampire, ain't collecting it for the Red Cross. He wants blow. He needs blow. He drinks blow. Doesn't everybody? Have a glass. It's delicious. Yum, yum. It's blue.
That's Alan Sherman from 1963, My Son the Vampire. Had to throw in Bela Lugosi from the motion picture Dracula. And a number titled Dracula from Gene Krupa's band from 1939. Featured on the clarinet, Sam Musiker. Our next two Halloween records deal with those who've lost their noggin.
Now gather round while I lose a date on what goes on when it gets late. Along about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for a jamboree. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes. Some have fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin. And some don't even bother to wear their skin.
I'm telling you, brother, it's a fearful sight just to see what goes on in the night.
When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with a fiendish glee.
Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman, he's the worst.
When he goes jogging across the land, holding his noggin right in his hand, demons take one look and groan.
Then they hit the road for parts unknown.
Well, there's no rage like a spook that's burned.
The ghost don't like a man, he's really burned.
He swears to the longest day he's dead.
Well, I'll show them that I can get ahead.
Do do wow, 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 wow.
So close all the windows,
lock all the doors.
Unless you're careful, why he'll get yours.
Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, 'cause you clip your top if this will fit.
He likes them little, he likes them big. Put him in the middle or wear a wig.
Black
white, or even red.
The headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, 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 and a clippity-clop.
Why, he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan, 'cause you can't reason with a headless man.
With a hip, hip, hop, and a clippity-clop. Look out!
Ah! We know what we're talking about, believe me. You better watch your cues, but take a look at the people who ignored the old good book. Change your ways, you'll find it pays, 'cause you can't be a haint if you ain't kind of crazed, I guess you'd say. Take our word, we know what we're talking about. You know, this is a pretty spooky thing we're doing here. You don't mind if I turn on another light, do you? Hmm?
Of London largest life, the ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, they declare. Poor Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife, until he met the headsman Boba Hare. Ah yes, he did a wrong long years ago, and she comes up at night to tell him so. With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour, she comes to haunt King Henry, she means giving him what for. Gadzook, she's going to tell him of for having spilled her gore. And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she has her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower with the head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. Along the draughty corridors for miles and miles she goes. She often catches cold, poor thing. It's cold there when it blows. And it's awfully awkward for the Queen to have to blow her nose. With her head tucked underneath her arm. Sometimes gay King Henry gives a spread for all his gals and pals, a ghostly crew. The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread. Then in comes Anne Boleyn to queer the do. She holds her head up with a wild war whoop. And Henry cries, don't drop it in the soup. With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. The sentries think that it's a footfall that she carries in. And when they've had a few, they shout, is Arsenal going to win? They think it's Alec James instead of poor old Anne Boleyn. With her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With the head tucked underneath that arm at the midnight hour. One night she caught King Henry, he was in the canteen bar. Said he, are you Jane Seymour, Anne Boleyn, or Catherine Parr? For how the sweet man fairy Anne, do I know who you are? With your head tucked underneath your arm.
Ah, poor Anne Boleyn trying to get back at King Henry, and when she finally sees him, he doesn't know which wife she is. That was Stanley Holloway from 1934 with her head tucked underneath her arm. And before that, Kay Starr sang with the Billy Butterfield Quartet in 1948, The Headless Horseman. And we are trick-or-treating today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our trip down memory lane has taken us back 86 years to October of 1939. And this year, the President of the United States, as we've mentioned already, is Franklin Roosevelt. The second in command is John Garner, and the population is 131 million. And this year is the 10th anniversary of Black Tuesday and the start of the Great Depression. The United States is still suffering high unemployment. The jobless rate is right around 17%. The average American income, right around $1,730. And those who can afford it are buying new cars for $700. A new home is going for about $3,800. To furnish that house, we'll buy a two-piece Boucle Frise living room set, $94, a three-piece solid maple bedroom suite for $44, and a seven-piece 18th century dinette set for $79. A couple of more things, a General Electric clothes washer. It's a full-size porcelain enameled tub with three-quarter horsepower motor and a soft roll wringer, $32.95, that's $16 off. And we might as well get a new GE radio, a five-tube console with automatic tuning dial, too. $24. And on that radio, Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we'll have a tune to your hit parade to hear what's new. No, really, we'll hear what's new. It's Bing Crosby at number 7.
What's new? How is the world treating you? You haven't changed a bit. Lovely as ever, I must admit. What's new? Say, how did that romance come through? We haven't met since then. Gee, but it's good to see you again. What's new? Probably I'm boring you, but seeing you is grand. And you were sweet to offer your hand. I understand that you pardon my asking what's new. Of course you could know I haven't changed, I still love you so. Probably I'm boring you, but seeing you is grand. And you were sweet to offer your hand. I understand that you pardon my asking what's new. Of course you could know, I haven't changed, I still love you so.
What's New was originally an instrumental titled I'm Free, written by Bob Haggart, a member of the Bob Crosby Orchestra, and he wrote it to feature his bandmate and trumpeter Billy Butterfield. Earlier this year, the music publishers brought in Johnny Burke to write lyrics for the piece, and the new title is What's New. Now, the Bob Crosby Orchestra's instrumental version cracked the top 10 with the new title, and Brother Bing with the lyrics has a hit with it as well. At number 7 on your hit parade this week in 1939, it was on its way up to number 2. And it's his biggest hit of the year. That's right, Bing did not have a number 1 here in 39. But we do have a Halloween-themed record from Bing, along with the Andrews Sisters on the Yodeling Ghost.
La doodle-lie, doodle-lie.
There's a yodel in the air, yet there ain't nobody there. It must be a ghost.
La doodle-lie,
a yodeling ghost.
La doodle-lie, doodle-lie, hey.
It's a sentimental call, yet there's no one there at all. It must be a ghost, the yodeling ghost. It all began when a Swiss was shown the door by a miss. He told her he would haunt her.
He disappeared in the snows, and every villager knows he yodels and yodels and yodels and yodels to taunt her. La doodle-lie, doodle-lie.
Hear it echo in the night, though there ain't a soul in sight. It's only that most harmonious ghost.
La doodle-lie, doodle-lie. There's a yodel in the air, yet there ain't nobody there. It must be a ghost, a yodeling ghost.
La doodle-lie, doodle-lie. It's a sentimental call, yet there's no one there at all. It must be the ghost, the yodeling ghost.
It all began when a Swiss was shown the door by a miss. He told her he would haunt her.
He disappeared in the snows, and every villager knows he yodels and yodels and yodels and yodels to taunt her.
La-la-doodle-la-day, doodle-lay.
There's a yodel in the air, yet there ain't nobody there. It must be a ghost, a yodeling ghost, a yodeling ghost, la doodle-lie, a yodeling ghost.
Bing Crosby, the Andrews Sisters, and the John Scott Trotter Orchestra, a recording from 1951, The Yodeling Ghost. Halloween is our musical theme today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, it's late October 1939. And we're playing the biggest hits from this week, 86 years ago, according to Your Hit Parade. And coming in at number 6 were the Ink Spots.
My prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day, in a dream that's divine. My prayer is a rapture in blue, with a world far away, and your lips close to mine. Tonight, while our hearts are aglow, tell me the words that I'm longing to know. My prayer and the answer you give, may they still be the same. For as long as we live, that you'll always be there at the end of my prayer.
My prayer is to linger with you at the end of each day, in a dream that's divine. My prayer is a rapture in blue, with the world far away and your lips close to mine.
Tonight, while our hearts are aglow, oh, tell me the words that I'm longing to know. My prayer and the answer you give, may they still be the same. For as long as we live, that you'll always be there at the end of my breath.
This was the breakout year for the Indianapolis quartet, the Ink Spots. They already had two big ones this year, If I Didn't Care and Address Unknown, and their latest is My Prayer, featuring lead tenor Bill Kenny along with bass Hoppy Jones, Charlie Fuqua, and Deke Watson. Number six this week, it would make it to number three. Also today, we've gotten out the Halloween records, and this one was popular at the same time as our countdown in the fall of 1939. It's the Larry Clinton Orchestra and the Little Man Who Wasn't There.
Last night I saw upon the stair a little man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away. When I came home last night at 3, the man was waiting there for me. But when I looked around the hall, I couldn't see him there at all. Go away, go away, don't you come back anymore. Go away, go away, and please don't slam the door. Last night I saw upon the stair a little man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away.
Go away, go away, go away, go away.
Don't come back anymore.
Go away, go away, go away, go away.
And please don't slam the door. He wasn't there again today. And oh, how I wish he'd go away.
Go away, go away, go away, go away.
Don't come back anymore.
Thank you.
were a few versions of The Little Man Who Wasn't There in 1939, namely Glenn Miller, Mildred Bailey, and Jack Teagarden. And the recording by the Larry Clinton Band went to number 11 on the chart, and it featured Ford Leary on the vocals. He was one of the trombone players. Well, we have time for another tune to trick-or-treat by. Here's Archie Blyer.
On a night when you are out on a lark, all alone and so afraid of the dark, that's the time you may encounter your host,
who?
The Rockin' Ghost. When the winds are blowing up in the trees, and you're feeling kind of weak in the knees, who will follow you from pillar to post?
Who?
The Rockin' Ghost. Luckily, if you want him to get going, all you do is say, I dig you the most, ghost. Then you'll notice he'll be tim in his hat, 'cause he really is the swinginest cat. When he hears you say, I dig you the most,
ooh,
the Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost. Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost. Luckily, if you want him to get going, all you do is say, I dig you the most, ghost. Then you'll notice he'll be tipping his hat, 'cause he really is the swingin'est cat. When he hears you say, I dig you the most,
who?
The Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost.
Song co-written by Steve Allen, The Rockin' Ghost. That was Archie Blyer's orchestra and chorus from 1956. Well, that's it for hour number one of today's show. We'll have more Halloween songs after the break, and we'll continue the countdown from this weekend in 1939 here on Seems Like Old Times.